There's another group of believers that we're seeing in this day and age, and they're being rallied up in the West, or at least that's what it sounds like on the media, taken to Syria, before that to Pakistan. Now it's more in Syria, in Iraq. Their understanding of Islam is what? You pick up a bazooka and you start shooting. Their understanding of Islam is what? Oh, these non-Muslims, these kuffar, we have this teaching in the Quran called jihad. What is this teaching of jihad? This is what it means. Blow up the tube or the underground, I guess it was that they did, I think in 7-7 here in Britain. Blow up people, Sunnis, Shias, cut them open, take out their hearts, bite it in front of the camera and put it on YouTube. This is jihad. What are we going to do? Establish Islamic government. How? With the khilafah of this guy, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and others. This is not the only deviant Islamic group or called Islamic group. Which these people, this ideology, if you really look at it, if you really dig deep, if we stop being naive, we'll realize that this is obviously not only not real Islam. When you trace the ideology, where it's coming from, where it's being funded, you realize the same guys that are blowing them up on the media, calling these guys Islamic extremists, Muslims, and showing Middle Eastern faces, bearded faces on TV, and saying, oh, these guys are extremists, the same guys who are blowing them up on the media are the same guys that are funding it. Are the same guys that are pushing this agenda forward. I find it funny and I find it very sad. Sad because Muslims see this and they just pass by it and they accept it. The Americans say, yes, these ISIS is being funded by certain groups or certain governments in the region. Okay, what governments? Are you talking about the Islamic Republic of Iran? Obviously not. Who's funding them? Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia. Last I know, these countries pretty much don't do anything unless the US gives them an okay. Qatar's government, that small island in the Gulf, doesn't really have any control over what it says. The Saudi government receives its money from the United States of America. These are facts. It has been under their control after the British created it. So the same people that are blowing it up, calling him extremist, these guys are funding those believers.